哎，欢迎回到 Tip Top 贸易公司。自从 Denise 离开办公室后啊，大家也知道这里变得是杂乱无序，重要的电话留言是一个接一个的丢失。这种问题怎么解决呢？我不说，你可能也能猜出来。
Hi, did anyone take a message for me while I was out? I'm expecting an important call.
No.
Actually, yes, Paul. I wrote it on Tom's hand, but he washed it off.
Look, good hygiene is very important to me.
That's not very good, is it? What's wrong with writing on a piece of paper?
Miss Barnard of paper and pens.
Everything, really. Nobody's ordered any stationery or tidied up the office.
It's since Denise left.
Yes, maybe I was a bit hasty getting rid of her. It was really just to save money.
Yeah, but look, if we can't take messages from possible clients, we're going to lose even more money.
Yes, I suppose you have a point. Maybe I will have to reinstate her.
You mean get her back?
没错，看来他意识到了，他开除了 Denise 这个决定是错误的。他要改变决定 ，reverse his decision。这就是说呀 ，Paul 需要给 Denise 打一个令人很尴尬的电话，再把人家给请回来。
Look, Paul, you're gonna have to call her and tell her you've made an error, a huge one actually.
It wasn't that huge. Actually, Alan, you're her good friend. Would you like to call her?
Me? But I can't.
Paul 可真是个胆小鬼。安娜，现在轮到你据理力争的时候了。你跟他说 ，You are the boss. I think it's better coming from you. 你是老板，最好是从你这里亲自出面。你还可以提醒他 ，It was your decision, so you need to explain the situation. 当初的决定是你做的。所以现在也需要你对此做出解释。最后别忘了提醒他 ，This is your responsibility， 这是你的责任。你还可以建议他这么说 ：“I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I would love to have you back。”对不起，我做了一个错误的决定。现在呀，我们都希望你能回来。
Okay.Do you know what, Paul? I think the news is better coming from you. Just to make it official.
Yeah, Paul, you are the boss after all.
And it was your decision in the first place. So you need to explain that the situation has changed.
Well, maybe you're right, but I can't tell her I'm wrong, can I?
Look, just say you're sorry. Tell her you made a mistake. And I would love to have you back. We all would.
Yes, you're right. I should do it. I'll just have a quick biscuit. Here goes.
Hello?
Hello, Denise. It's me, Paul, your boss, your ex-boss, from Tip Top Trading.
Oh.
How are you getting on?
Well...
Good, good. Actually, I've been rethinking our staffing situation in the office.
Yes?
And, well, I'm sorry, Denise, I miscalculated my staffing numbers.
You mean you made a mistake?
Well, I suppose so. So, I would love to have you back in the office as soon as possible. What do you say?
Let me think about it.
Denise 会怎么决定呢？对 Paul 来说，这是一个很难打的电话，绝不应该是安娜的活，因为那不是她犯的错。安娜坚持原则，没有向 Paul 让步。以下是她对 Paul 所讲的话。
You're the boss, and I think the news is better coming from you. It was your decision in the first place, so you need to explain that the situation has changed. This is your responsibility.
下面是 Paul 在电话上道歉时使用的短语。
I've been rethinking our staffing situation in the office. Sorry, I made a mistake. I miscalculated my staffing numbers. I would love to have you back in the office.
Well, okay then. I'll start back tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so pleased.We'll get your old chair back in position.
Actually, Paul, if you want me back, I'll need a new chair and a new phone.
Okay, Denise. See you tomorrow.
And a pay rise.
So, is she coming back then?
Yes, first thing tomorrow.
That's good, because we've just had a call from Nice and Cheesy. They said nobody returned their call yesterday, and that if we don't contact them...By the end of tomorrow, they'll go somewhere else for their plastic grapes.
Right, we must act, and act fast.
希望他们不要丢掉那份订货合约，至少 Denise 就要回来了，办公室会变得更有条理。不过，这种情况能维持多久呢？请留意收听我们下一期的白领英语系列。拜拜。